אל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך ויאמץ ליבך וקרב אל השם קרב אל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך חזק ויאמץ
סיריות תורניות של
היום. Today, Tens on Duty, our Petach Tikva 34, Rehovot, Germany, Virtual, Russia, Omsk, Pern, Queens, 10 number 2, Mexico, Turansigo. We'll read an excerpt from Shamati 42. What is the acronym Elul in the work? I'm for my beloved, and my beloved is for me, implies in the work. It is written, annul your will before his will, meaning annul the will to receive in you before the desire to bestow, which is the will of the Creator. This means that one will revoke self-love before the love of the Creator. This is called annulling oneself before the Creator, and it is called dvekut, adhesion. Subsequently, the Creator can shine inside your will to receive, because it is now corrected in the form of receiving in order to bestow. This is the meaning of so that he will annul his will before your will. It means that the Creator annuls his will, meaning the tzimtzum, restriction, that was because of the disparity of form. Now, however, when there is already equivalence of form, hence now there is expansion of the light into the desire of the lower one, which has been corrected in order to bestow. For this is the purpose of creation, to do good to his creations, and now it can be carried out. Now we can interpret the verse, I am my beloved's. It means that by the I annulling my will to receive before the Creator in the form of all to bestow, it obtains and my beloved is mine. It means that my beloved, who is the Creator, is mine. He imparts me the delight and pleasure found in the thought of creation. Thus, what was hidden and restricted before has now become disclosure of the face, since now the purpose of creation has been revealed to do good to his creations. Again, it is written, annul your will before his will, meaning annul the will to receive in you before the desire to bestow, which is the will of the Creator. This means that one will revoke self-love before the love of the Creator. This is called annulling oneself before the Creator, and it is called dvekut, adhesion. Subsequently, the Creator can shine inside your will to receive, because it is now corrected in the form of receiving in order to bestow. This is the meaning of so that he will annul his will before your will. It means that the Creator annuls his will, meaning the tzimtzum, restriction, that was because of the disparity of form. Now, however, when there is already equivalence of form, hence now there is expansion of the light into the desire of the lower one, which has been corrected in order to bestow. For this is the purpose of creation, to do good to his creations, and now it can be carried out. Now we can interpret the verse, I am my beloved's. It means that by the I annulling my will to receive before the Creator in the form of all to bestow, it obtains and my beloved is mine. It means that my beloved, who is the Creator, is mine. He imparts me the delight and pleasure found in the thought of creation. Thus, what was hidden and restricted before has now become disclosure of the face. Since now the purpose of creation has been revealed, to do good to his creations. Now, let's hear the questions of the workshop from Mexico. Mexico, please go ahead. What intention do we need in order for the light to connect us in the ten? Again, a question for the workshop. What intention do we need in order for the light to connect us in the ten? An active workshop. Our intention should be similar to the Creator's. So first of all, not for ourselves. Next speaker. Our mutual intention is for all of us to be in one prayer. All of us towards the center of the tent, towards the Creator. Next speaker. The intention of everyone for everyone else. Doesn't matter what happens to him, how he feels. He aims for the prayer of many, which uplifts the ten. Next speaker. The main thing is for that intention to be with a yearning, broken heart for the need, for the obligation, for the necessity. Next speaker. Yeah, it's on the point of connection, and on the other hand, the point of shattering. And we will add to this also that we want from this effort, from this exertion of ours, we will be rewarded. Not that we will receive anything from it, but because we have the privilege and the opportunity to work in connection. Next speaker. Out of all the deficiencies of what the friends have said to pray, and for the reward that they were asking for, that they will receive it. Next speaker. Yeah. So that the corrected connection that exists between the friends will adhere them to the quality of bestowal and will give them the qualities of utter love. Next speaker. Yeah, the intention should be in complete annulment in the center of the ten, where everyone are together in a common prayer in order to draw the light, to reach unity.
And the Rav, the importance of Rav directing us at looking for everything in the center of the ten is really felt. There was a series of tweets about it yesterday. So let's keep all the friends in the world in the same direction.
As we just read, we should annul our desire before his desire
to lift the ten.
So that he will connect us to him in dvekut, in adhesion.
To build a place where the attribute of bestowal will rule.
To try and implement what the friends are saying and not just say words from the lips outside. We should try to focus on everything we just said. We can pass the microphone 3,000 rounds a minute, but let us try to implement it.
Let's try and realize it. The Creator will realize it. The light will realize it. We only need to want. If we show each other how much we want and appreciate the efforts of the friends around us that are yearning, then we'll feel great joy for the ability to sit and attend on a lesson given by a Kabbalist and ask for the correction together.
Let's be focused on the light that will unite us above our nature.
נחזיק את נהרי שנקווה שמקשיב.
מקסיקו, שאלה שנייה.
מקסיקו, the other question.
Haremos una plegaria en silencio por el éxito
Friends,
de la herramienta global.
Let's go into a silent prayer for the success of the world CLI on the morning lesson. Again, friends, let's pray a silent prayer for the success of the connection of the world CLI on the morning lesson.
נפשי, אוי נפשי